Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's now time for our Unified Bank Profile. And today we speak with Nailers goaltender Taylor Gauthier. And Taylor, really cool moment for you, getting your first pro victory and shutout in the same day. What was that day like for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. Anytime you can, have a good game like that and, knock off two big accomplishments at once, it was a good feeling. Get a confidence boost that I needed to have, and show that I can perform in this league and be a good goalie in the league. And I think it was a good game all around. The guys really helped me out, right from the start, and it was good to get the result that we all wanted.
Is that something where going into a game you just feel good, or as it's going along you just kind of think to yourself, man, I'm in the zone today, I'm feeling it?
Yeah, I think, after the first period, I was feeling really good, feeling confident. The guys in front of me were playing well. I had a good feeling that, we were going to come out on the right side of things. We just played kept it going through the whole game, played a full 60 minutes. And, it was nice to have the results show that, everyone played a good game and, everyone got rewarded.
Making the jump from the major junior game to the pro game this year, what do you notice is one of the biggest differences in terms of the gameplay on the ice?
I think just the overall speed of the game, the way plays develop, I think that's always a big jump from whenever you're going from one level to another. Obviously, there's always a little bit of an adjustment period, and you just try and make it as short as possible. I think I've done a good job of adjusting in practices, and obviously the games are coming along well for me as well. Just having the confidence from the guys in the dressing room and the coaching staff that I'm going to be there to bail them out if they make mistakes. I think that's huge coming to a new team at a new level, and like I said, I think I'm making the adjustment well so far.
What's it like facing shots from grown men, where you have guys who are 30 years old coming down, shooting on you, and at the same time, too, you don't have maybe a 16-year-old defenseman sitting in front of you either?
Yeah, I think my skates in the summer of the last couple of years have really prepared me for that. I've pretty lucky to skate with a couple high-end NHL guys back home in Calgary. So I find it wasn't too much of an adjustment, but I think games are a whole different level. Everyone's trying to shoot to score every time, and it's obviously an adjustment to seeing a guy with a full beard come down on you instead of a baby-faced 16-year-old. So it's you try not to think about it too much, but at the start it is a little different, but now it's I think it's pretty normal for me.
NHL contract, you had a chance to experience all of the camps, NHL level. How cool was that to be able to interact with those players and to have such a great relationship where you're getting the instruction from the NHL team?
Yeah, obviously, you look at the lineup that's up in Pittsburgh right now, Sidney Crosby being a guy that is pretty much every Canadian hockey player's hero. Growing up watching the golden goal, that was a highlight in every kid's life. Watching that, I think everyone remembers where they were, and to be on the same ice surface as him, and him coming down on you and taking shots, it was pretty cool to experience. And it definitely lights a fire under you, and want it makes you want to make that jump as soon as possible. Try and gain as much knowledge and experience that they have playing at such a high level for so long.
Any text to your buddies like, hey, I just stopped the greatest player in the NHL?
Yeah, I remember the first day at camp, I was on his team for main camp, and I remember texting my dad about it after, and it was pretty exciting. You try not to get too starstruck about it, but with a generational superstar like that, I think it's really hard not to be at the start. But at the same time, you're there to do a job. He's there to do a job, and at the time, you're working hard together, and it was pretty exciting.
You're one of the rare breeds. You catch with the right hand. Did you have to learn anything a little bit different than everybody else? Do teammates or opponents look different when they're coming to shoot down on you? What's it like going from that side?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I think it was definitely a little bit more of an advantage. I think everyone kind of preaches the low blocker shot on goalies, and before guys really knew who they're shooting on every game, I think it was it helped me out a little bit, helped me develop my glove hand a little more. But now I think with the with how much the pre-scouts go on, and you kind of know. Got a good idea of everyone on the other team. I'm not too sure if there's much of an advantage anymore. I just remember when I was younger, it was real hard finding goalie gear, so that was kind of the hardest thing for me, being a right-handed catcher.
You trying to take advantage of as many opportunities as you can get this year? Do you have any personal goals?
I think just play as many games as I can, gain the trust of arms and the team, and when the opportunity. If the opportunity comes to, play games in the A, I want to be ready for that. I think the biggest thing for a goalie in their first year pro is just getting as much experience in games as you can, and try and be ready for an opportunity if it comes, and when it does, make sure that that you take advantage of it.
Very good, Taylor. I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today. Congratulations on the big moment, and I know we have a lot more of those to come this year.
Yeah, thanks, DJ.
Taylor Gauthier, our Unified Bank profile during the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. More coming up next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.